Hello, I'm David Calderon, partner here at Barth Calderon and head of the firm's dispute practice. I'm a 23-year lawyer with extensive courtroom and boardroom experience. I've taken hundreds of depositions, have defended clients and witnesses in hundreds of depositions. I've handled numerous mediations, taken many jury trials to verdict, and handled numerous appeals. I've also been the lead in many sensitive and delicate and complex negotiations and transactions, and I have prepared paperwork on simple transactions, on complex transactions, and I've closed millions of dollars worth of business on behalf of the firm's clients. Because of my varied expertise and experience and background, I'm often called upon to serve as general counsel to many of the firm's clients on matters that range from very simple, mundane daily tasks to incredibly difficult problems and challenges that many of our clients are faced with and have to overcome. And one of the things that I do in my role as general counsel, and one of the things I would recommend that you do in your business as a takeaway for listening to me here today, is that you ask yourself some questions right here, right now. The first is, when is the last time you've reviewed your insurance? I say that you need to review your insurance at least once a year. And I understand that reviewing insurance is incredibly boring, incredibly mundane, and it contains a lot of complex verbiage that a lot of times people just do not understand or want to comprehend. And if that's the case, then I would ask you to go and pay your attorney a few bucks, or at least for 1 hour's worth of time, so they can review your insurance for you. Because one of the best things you can do for both yourself and your business is to sit down and review your policy and say, do I have enough insurance? Do I need more coverage? You know, what is included in coverage? What is excluded? How much coverage do I have? How much coverage do I need? Your business changes all the time, and your insurance should change along with your business. When your business grows, you may need more insurance coverage, even different types of insurance. So that is one thing that I always discuss with my clients and recommend that they do. The second is, when is the last time that you reviewed your business paperwork? When's the last time you reviewed your contracts, your leases on buildings and equipment, your sales documents, your employee handbook, your employee forms, your employee disciplinary procedures? The laws change, state laws change, federal laws change from year to year, sometimes even quicker. You need to be on top of the changes in federal and state law. Plus, you also need to be on top of changes in the mores and traditions of doing business. You're going to be a much better business person if you just spend a little bit of money reviewing all of your paperwork and your documentation to make sure that your business is protected and to make sure that you're protected as well in the event of an emergency or in the event that a deal goes wrong. And as I tell my clients, deals always go wrong. They're not always set up to go wrong. You want everything to go well, but you need to have an exit strategy when a deal does go bad. And doing sound preparation on your paperwork is a great way of laying the foundations for an exit strategy if need be. These are just a couple of things that I cover with my general counsel clients and people who come in and seek my advice on how to be better, more efficient business people. There are also things that I cover in a presentation that I have entitled Asset Protection from the Trenches. That is a seminar that takes place over the course of a couple of hours, maybe 2 to 3 hours, and it uses my war stories and experiences that I have and leverages them for the benefit of your business and for the leaders in your business. So if you have a group, be it a group of executives or be it the leadership of your company, that would like to hear what I have to say in terms of the lessons learned and the asset protection lessons that I've learned from the trenches, feel free to contact me and let me know and I can come out and talk to you and help you. Or if you'd just like to consult with me in general and help you map out and plan your business future, feel free to give me a call or send me an email as well. I would love to talk to you, and thank you very much for giving me your time right here, and I hope you have a great day. Thank you.